Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
Judge?
Yep.
You know what happened to me the other night after we had that podcast and you were talking about the little spider crawling around in your body when you were a kid?
Yep.
I shit you not, I woke up in the middle of the night and thought that a spider was crawling all over me. And then I was like wriggling around in the bed, like flicking my legs and was like dead set, thought that it was going all over my body. And I couldn't get back to sleep. I was just like, there is a huntsman in here.
I've inceptioned you.
No, literally. I was having your body experience from when you were younger, but in my body a few nights ago.
Lucky it was that one, not when I became a teenager. Shivers. That could have been very different.
I would hate to see you with black sheets.
Sorry?
Oh, is that not what you were
insinuating? Louisa, it's just you bring this podcast into disrepute.
Well,
it's disgraceful.
Sorry. But that is what you were insinuating, I know.
It's just fucking disgraceful, Louisa. So what, you had a full wig out?
Yeah, like I was like, cool, it's crawling around. And then I was like, oh my God, it's on my leg, flicking my legs everywhere. Then I was like rolling around, like flicked the duvet up and was like,
what was 10 Day Dates doing?
Passed out, sound asleep.
Perfect.
That guy sleeps like a log.
Mate, well, I do as well after some vigorous cardio.
Oh, Jack, look, we're 30 seconds in.
He obviously maintains a healthy fitness regime. I've seen his body. He's in very good nick. I would assume that would mean he has a bit of a fucking cardio a regiment.
Sorry.
I don't know what you're insinuating.
The only person who's doing cardio around here is me when I'm going.
Oh, Mama puts that work in. Gotcha.
10K runs with Ned Brockman.
Oh, right. Sorry. Jack. Sorry, Louisa. I'm glad because that would be considered premarital coitus, and that is illegal under the eyes of God. And we don't want that.
Well, you would still be, technically, you've only got a fiance, you're not married, so you'd still be under that regime too.
You're dead right. No, you are dead right. That's why I get my cardio in on the boxing bag or on the treadmill.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's often while you're in the man cave, sleeping separate.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, not Jack.
What?
Don't insinuate what you're doing in that man cave. It's just...
Some would call it the bat cave.
Why?
Okay.
I'm or back. The dairy, because he's doing a bit of milking in there.
Why?
The dairy. The bat, because the bat cave. Batman has a bat cave. And to masturbate, some Australian colloquialism is to have a bat.
Right.
So if you're having a bat,
right?
So you could call it the bat cave.
Right, right.
Have I spun this before on the podcast? How funny the Irish motherfuckers are. Just this is a quick anecdote. My mate Dave was like, the fucking funniest nickname I've ever heard is that there was a bloke that he worked with in Ireland called Wayne Bruce, so they nicknamed him Man Bat. Fuck, that's good gear.
But it took me a moment to go, hang on, what's going on here? And then I figured it out.
Fucking Man Bat. God, that made me laugh.
Oh, that's good. Hey, you know that a lot of people aren't happy with our new set. They say it's too confusing, the background. They like the plain blue wall. But you know what I say to this, Jack, is that it's like when you change anything. When they changed, I think it was the Kia logo, no one was happy.
Yep.
And then you remember when they changed the shapes, flavors, and then they changed the
But that was a travesty, though. That was a travesty, the shapes situation. That wasn't – this is different. This is simply a change in aesthetics. I mean, what, are people upset? Steve Irwin?
Well, yeah.
Is that what people are upset at? A bronze bust? Back
some memories, some terrible memories.
Of Steve? What are you upset that? Are you upset at Norm MacDonald's autobiography? Is that what they're upset at? Hey, are you telling me people don't like a 3D thing of wolves and eagles?
That's actually atrocious.
This is unbelievable, this thing. You're telling me that people are upset with a little bit of a bug assault? Safety on.
Yeah.
Is that what people are upset about?
Well, I think people are, the more thing is people don't like change, Jack.
Correct.
You know?
Hence why people are using their cards more and more when shopping.
Back to you in the studio, Willie and Jack. We're next. We found a mouse who lost his family 7 years ago and has been reunited. Oh, great. Now Jack's lost everything in the entire podcast studio behind the chairs. Oh, now upset? He's moving.
Are they upset with a Lego DeLorean?
Now that's pretty this? Cool.
Whoa. Is that what they're upset about?
Huh? Whoa, whoa. You know how I bought that giant Harry Potter Hogwarts tower, the Lego one?
Yeah, have you built it?
Well, not quite yet, but because you open it up and it's quite intimidating how many packets there are.
Yeah, you're dead right.
Because there was like four of them.
Was there?
There was like so four big of night. Them.
Big no, night on the Lego.
There was four of them, and because it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, and then the instructions are just – it's very confusing. It says for age over 8. I would say it's for over 15.
Those ones are sort of – that's Kego. That's kid Lego. Four
How
pack.
Long did yours take you?
That DeLorean probably took me 6 hours. And the
six X, hours.
The X-Wing that I built probably took me – I don't even know. There was like 11 packets in that one.
Oh, yeah, okay. So that was a small one for you, small evening.
Yeah, so Papa Bear was ripping in to the Lego. Lego. But I did that over many weeks. I just get home.
That's my next thought process, Jack, is once I start the Lego, that's stuck in my house for good. And if I don't finish it in one go, then I've just got a whole lot of shit everywhere.
I think you'll find you'll treat it similar to that of a book where you'll read a couple of chapters a night, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because it actually I didn't foresee myself building Lego as a 34-year-old man, all right?
Mm.
But there's something what's the word fucking relaxing about it. And
empowering.
No. No.
Cathartic.
Empowering.
Hey? Cathartic. Cathartic?
Cathartic, Willie.
Yes, that's Thank the you. One, Willie.
Thanks, Willipedia. Cathartic. And then you find yourself fucking, you get home, you cook some dinner, you're like, fuck, I might just keep going on that thing, and you put some fucking tunes on. I've actually been listening to Lord of the Rings ambience and music. Right? So
while you cook.
whilst I cook, whilst I fucking build Lego, whilst I read. You know what I mean?
So hang on, you're telling me that you're reading with music in the background?
Just soft music in my headphones, because fucking Steph's probably next to me watching some wild bitches yell about how they fucking didn't get invited to a birthday party even though they're 45 years old on some sort of housewives show. And I don't need those squawking fucking hoes in my ear. You understand? You understand that, surely?
Whoa, I mean, whoa, 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 whoa. There's no need to yell here, Jack. I mean, it's just...
It's just... No,
Jack,
it's like I'm in a room with...
You've got to deal with this anger.
When Steph watches Housewives, I literally, for a second, a split second, think that she somehow installed an aviary and there's a heap of squawking cockatoos in my bedroom. And then I go, that's just the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I've never got into it, which everyone always thinks that I'd be a Real Housewives girl, like a big in those kind of things. I watched Love Island a couple of seasons, but I've never seen a Real Housewives. And everyone's like, you've got to get into it, Lou. But I just think it's a slippery slope. Once I start, there's no stopping.
Yeah, correct. See, this is the thing. Because this is what I reckon. People actually never really grow up, right? Because those Real Housewives never have any real life problems that they've got to get over. You know what I mean? Their lives are fucking easy. They're housewives. Not that fucking hard. And they're rich as fuck.
Well, no, emptying the dishwasher and taking the dog for a walk is hard yakka.
Yeah, I mean, popping Xanax and having to drive around a much too large four-wheel drive that you don't need in the rich suburbs, it's just a tough life. I mean, I had a nail appointment this morning. I had to get my hair done, and they're like, it's been bloody busy.
It's just that flat out.
But what I realise is they fight like teenagers because they've never had to grow up. So all of their problems are like, well, Jenny didn't invite me to that birthday party. And then Jenny's like, well, you were a bitch to me at fucking Felicia's. And it's like, oh, shit, these cunts actually don't have – anything to complain about.
Don't think that even changes. I reckon my mum would still have like probably like tiffs with her mates at like 65.
Tiffs,
and like
of course.
You and your blokes would, you and your mates would have not fights, but you'd act the exact same as you would as you are now.
We do.
Yes.
No.
History repeats, Jack.
Just philosophical. No, my point is that we would be dealing with larger problems in life where that would become insignificant. That is such a big deal in their world because they don't have any large problems. So the worst thing that's happened to them that week is they ran out of Xanax and Jenny didn't invite them to their birthday party. Whereas I ran out of Xanax, didn't get invited to Jenny's birthday party, but I also crashed my car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I see. The problems are bigger.
But you know?
It was a hell of a shindig from Jenny. I tell you what, if you weren't invited to that, did you see those hors d'oeuvres?
Oh, God, yeah, they look to die for. Fucking Jenny not inviting me to the birthday party.
Jenny knows how to throw a party. If there's one thing we've always said about Jen, it's that Jen can throw a party.
It's good stuff.
Great segue, Louisa. I'd probably learned that from Breakfast Radio. Speaking of Jen, and then, you know, segueing into the Jennins have arrived.
Duck back to that, what you just said there. Earlier,
the gin or the
no gin no no something about the, radio.
Breakfast.
Nah, I don't even know.
What? Not wheat bix.
You said you learned something at breakfast radio.
Yeah,
We're not doing it.
I once was a producer.
We're not doing it. Continue.
The Jennins have arrived, Jack. The Jennins have arrived for the races on Saturday, and holy shit. So the pair that TDD has, they fully look normal. Like you could catfish someone, go home with them, be 8 centimetres.
You could chuck a Lodell them with these shoes.
Oh, you need to be so nasty.
Don't cry. No, I was just saying you resemble a catfish. You don't catfish people. You just look like one. Way nicer.
Well, you know. So much nicer. It's okay. I'm a big fisherwoman. I know my fish. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, fair.
The Jennings, back to the Jennings. So TDD's ones are like 8 centimetres. He put them on, like, they weirdly look normal. And then his best friend Jack's are like, I'm not even kidding you. I imagine like the Wizard of Oz, they're like Dorothy boots. And the funniest part is, you know how girls wear high heels and so your foot is like on a slant?
Sorry.
That's how.
Sorry, doll. Run me through that reference. I'm going to pull you up here. Run me through Dorothy's boots.
You know Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, Jack, who what goes down the yellow lane, the yellow brick lane? And
I do.
There's Toto and there's the little tin man.
I would.
I think maybe a lion.
I'm willing to postulate, Louisa, that in not one scene of that movie does Dorothy wear boots.
She wears red little glittery shoes, doesn't she?
Ruby slippers, I believe.
Shit.
Okay.
I got my Dorothy's wrong. I'm thinking the Dorothy's a dinosaur.
I was going to say.
Who historically wears Jennings?
Yeah. Yeah, Dorothy the dinosaur needed some height, much like TDD, so rocks a fresh 4 pairs of Jennings.
I'm gonna post online the video of me wearing the 10 centimeter ones. They're fully, so how the shoe works is they are like high heels inside the shoe. So the boys' feet are like that in high heels, but they make them look like they're steady, like flat.
Yeah.
TDD's mum texts him and goes, hey, I'd just bring a spare pair of shoes to the races if I was you. Like, they could be very uncomfortable.
That is a very, very smart move because surely they would be.
Well, it's the same as girls wearing high heels the entire day, though. You know, beauty is pain, Jack.
So you're always very comfortable. You live a painless existence. No pain, no gain. Guess what? There's zero gain with Dalton.
Hey,
except for when she was, Archdale. Except from 5 years old to 8 years old, there was some serious gain of another variety. It's good stuff. Hell of a
imagine
kid.
Me on like protein bars at 8.
Protein bars?
Yeah.
Is that what you're putting it down to?
No, I'm saying if I was on protein bars, what I could have been at 8.
Unit.
Oh, like what is it? Creatine.
Creatine. Ketamine.
Fat burn it? No. I don't think.
Well, what else would put you to sleep as a fucking 8 year old?
A large meal.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
It's good stuff, kid.
So, when's the races? What are the races? Saturday.
Saturday. Saturday.
Okay. And where are these races?
Melbourne. What's the big race course? Flemington?
Yeah, that feels right.
Yeah, there.
Cool, fuck yeah. Race days are fun as fuck, dude.
What are you doing this weekend? Oh, you got a wedding, don't you? Another one.
No, doll, I've got a wedding next weekend. Confused my weekend. So I'm going full bush tomorrow. Me and my mate Xander are going camping up the Colo River. And it's like hour and a half, 2 hour trek into where we're camping. Through the scrub, and it's just completely fucking remote and isolated. No phone reception, no nothing. We're having a hungy. We're going to fish for good bass fishing there. We're going to fish for bass.
You're having a hungy?
Yeah, we are.
Were you cooking under the ground?
Yeah, big lamb shoulder.
That's what we would do in New Zealand.
Correct.
So run me through how you do your hungies. How are you going to make it hot under there?
Coals.
And so you're literally putting the lamb straight in. And how long are you cooking it for?
Presumably wrapped in aluminium foil.
Yep.
Chuck the shoulder. I don't fucking actually know how long it goes in for, but I'm getting the shoulder today. Xander, fuck, I'll give him a fucking shout out because Xander basically does, he's a camper, right? He's a hell of a camper.
Kid,
Kid camps. Also, Xander, one of the most handsome motherfuckers you'll ever see. So Xander Willamette, he does YouTube videos of him going solo camping and shit. He's a mate of mine from uni. We've maintained a friendship. And he's like, let's go camping. I'm like, fucking love to. So we're going out to the Colo River, getting full remote, set up camp. And he basically just, he like swims across the river, sets up his hammock in between two trees and just sits there with music playing and just fishes from his hammock. So we'll just be fishing and, you know, chilling.
You know what? That simple life sounds like a bit of me. Could I come next time?
The Simple Life sounds like a bit of you if you were Paris Hilton and you were filming a reality show.
No, Jack.
You think you'd enjoy it? Lulu, I love you, doll, but the hour and a half, 2 hour trek in and then the trek out is a cunt because it's uphill.
No, you know what would be the tough part for me? Sleeping in those little things where it's like you're flat and then there's just a point standing up and it's just like a triangle from your tent. Yeah.
Why would that be difficult?
Because they're so small, those things you sleep in. What are they called? The shacks, the slacks. The slinders.
It's the shack slat slinder. It's called the shikalinda. In the shikalinda, you can actually make them pretty big. There's plenty of space in a shikalinda.
What's it called? It's a shack, isn't it? No. Yeah. You lay it down. You always take them and it's just a
swag.
One-man thing. Swag. That's
Louisa.
It.
Now, we're not taking swags because they're too big to get to where we're going.
Someone's going glamping, aren't you? You're pretending you're going for a little trek, but someone's glamping at the other end, aren't you? There's a double bed. There's a double bed with some candles.
It's actually in the Hunter Valley. It's a 19th century estate in the Hunter, but it is surrounded by vineyards and that, which is pretty bushy and that. So
imagine if every time you were like, yeah, I'm just going camping this weekend, guys, and then you got caught out and you just got like this full luxurious glamping thing. There's like a camping site.
Or I just
got verb.
I accidentally post a fucking story of me like doing a boomerang with fucking wine and like a view of like a picnic with fucking brie and shit.
What else will you be bringing minus the lamb? And who will be carrying the lamb if the trek is 2 hours in, 2 hours out?
So I'll buy it today, freeze it. We're leaving early tomorrow, so we'll get it there and then get it. Well, pretty much as soon as we get down there, like it'll be fine. It won't spoil. Get it down there, get it cooking. Xander basically, he was like, mate, I've got everything that we need. So I'll just bring a backpack with fucking essentials and shit and then – we're just sleeping under a tarp on the beach, on the bed of the river.
I was planning on doing that the weekend after. It's interesting you say that.
Yeah. Where were you going, Louisa?
I was going to a beautiful beach.
Yeah.
Up north, quite secluded and quite secluded. No one around, just lots of sand. Lots of and you sand. Just put a towel down and then you just got the tarp across two trees and then you know, we have a campfire and we sing SpongeBob songs. I could sing it for you again. I actually had a
would
bit
hate
of a
that.
DM me
listen,
asking.
Can I be honest with you? We got enough grief from the last podcast that we fucking put out. If you did a SpongeBob laugh in this one, I think that's the end of We Mean Well. Duck aunt, tree girl.
No, I won't. What did you say?
Country girl. So, yeah, and that's what I'm doing. And then Saturday I might go fishing with Bazza. I'm just figuring that out.
Bazza.
I'm just going to figure that out. I'm just trying to do wholesome shit. Got the fight coming up. Want to remove an element of the grogs, you know, so I'm trying to do wholesome, nice things.
Hey, champion, don't act like you're not getting shit-faced, you and Xander and you and Bazza. There'll be a bottle of whiskey there each.
Kid read me like a book.
I love my favorite thing is you being like, yeah, it's fucking wholesome. Like, you're doing something wholesome, but you're still getting absolutely shit faced at the same time.
Look, I won't deny there might be some rum pulled out by the campfire at night. Now, we do have to get up early and leave the next morning. So it depends on how much I want to be stinking as I do a 2 hour trek the next morning. You know what I mean? So, look, I think we'll be pretty good.
Can you can jump in the river though?
Absolutely.
Have a little shower. You can throw some fisherman's friend and Listerine in your mouth.
Doesn't stop the dehydration or the headache, you know what I mean?
True, and I have smelt you after a big night on the whiskey.
Sorry.
And it is not pretty.
Sorry.
I've had a good old whiff of Stinky Jack. Yeah, you heard.
Do you know Stinky Lou, Stu? I should just start calling you Stew. Because you do stew in your own filth. You're a filthy little stinky thing. I actually do think that I exude much more of a pungent scent post a big night on the whiskies than a lot of other people. Because I know cunts that have had huge nights and I can't smell them.
Yeah, I actually agree with that. There must be something in your pores that just seep it out. Because
maybe that's
why
I don't get that bad hangovers, because it just pushes it out of me.
It's like that day we had to drive to Newcastle or whatever. Gianni stunk.
To be fair,
like you,
that was a two-hour sleep situation.
And I should have really drove, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
That was the funniest part, is that I just hopped out of the car and went straight to the passenger seat. Like, there wasn't even a conversation of who's driving. It was just like, we just knew.
Correct.
We just knew.
Correct. The next thing we're tussling with a featherweight champion of the fucking world. It's like, holy dooly, this poor bastard's probably just been
Yeah, the reason he was on the ground rolled over was because of that Stinky Jack's stench.
That's good stuff. We're a dangerous combo when we're both stinking, you and I.
Oh, yeah. Stinky Lou and Stinky Jack. I quite like stew, though.
Stew.
I don't mind stew.
Because it works in many ways. Little Stinky Lou, you also stew in your own filth.
And it's also Stuart Little.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're Stuart Lotter. Lotter stink.
Hey. You want to play some red light, green light?
We'll go on.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, give me a genre.
What's it called? Skibbity bop or whatever the fuck it's called. Scatting. You got to scat it.
What's scatting?
I'm the scat man. Skibbity-bidi-bidi-bidum-bidum-bop.
It's like the sound that jazz musicians make over the top. It's like there's no music. You know, just kind of, you make it with your mouth and you're just about done.
Give us a red light, green light, and scatting.
Bing, bada, 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 green light, bing, bada, 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 bada.
Was that the crazy frog?
Not really what scatting is, but I respect the effort. Really good effort. We'll roll with that.
It was giving very crazy frog.
Yes. Correct.
So last night I put up on my story being like, red light, green lights from the bedwetters. I got some hilarious ones from the bedwetters. They're very clever senoritas.
Hold on. Isn't this something that you have torn strips off me about in the past? You said you're not even doing your prep, you're not even coming up with anything, you just get in the bed. And I said, yeah, correct. That is doing prep. So what's changed, sugar? Oh, I guess we are hypercritical at all times, so nothing's
mummy's
changed.
Mummy's a big hypocrite, but that was my favorite part of all the DMs I was getting. People would, because you obviously reply when I was being like, send us your red light, green light. Some very funny ones. But a lot of them, people were saying, abbreviating words to annoy people, not doing your prep, roasting your coworker for doing this exact thing about four episodes ago, posting your runs, not telling people your boyfriend's name, not using deodorant, having no chin, saying fair dinkum when your audience is international.
Oh, fuck. Fair dinkum.
Being bigger as an 8-year-old than the giant koala in Victoria. Too lazy to do someone's prep. You've turned into Jarch, haven't you?
uh, This is healthy stuff. This is a healthy reminder. Fuck, they're good.
They're good, good. Do you want to start?
Well, give me a bedwetter's red light, green light first.
Okay. This is the one actually that really resonated with me. Red light, green light. Not bothering to get the rock out of your shoe. You know, you're going for a walk and there's like a little rock in there.
It's red. It is red. You've got to get it. I've played both parts. I've gone, fuck it. It'll move into a position where it won't annoy me. Yeah. And it might for a bit, but then it's back. You just got to get it out.
I'm a green. I literally just go, ah. Fuck it. I'll just keep walking until it moves around. It just kind of gets different spots throughout the walk.
That's fucking serial killer stuff. You've got to get rid of it because it literally just takes 2 seconds. Pop it off, flick out, back on, you're comfortable. Now all you're going to be doing, thinking for the next hour or 3 hours that you walk, is that there's a rock in my shoe. I thought you as a professional hot girl lapper would be red.
Look, if it's a bigger rock, if we're going in terms of basketball and 0.07 in size term, then I'd get the rock out. But also, Jack, if I'm going for a run, I'm going for a 10K run with the likes of, you know, Mr. Ned Brockman, I'm probably taking the rock out.
You're taking the rock out of Brockman.
Yeah. That's what I did to him on that 10K run.
You're running with Ned Brockman. You take the rock out. Brockman doesn't take the rock out. Brockman leaves the rock in because if Brockman takes the rock out, it's now Ned Brockman.
It sounds like some type of you're about to vomit. Brockman.
Brockman. Ned Brockman. Sorry. Ned Brockman.
It's very good. I'm happy with it.
Don't. That was fucking shit. What was that? That made zero sense.
It was a sneeze with mint in the middle.
Correct. Zero sense, buddy. Yeah.
Disagree.
Red light, green light. Slurping as you sip a hot coffee. Green.
Yeah, green.
In fact, I don't know how to sip coffee any differently. I see motherfuckers sitting there just going like this. I'm like, how do you not go?
Actually, that reminds me of you and I at Sonoma. You do it even if it's not that hot.
I don't know how to drink without doing that. I don't know how to sip a coffee without
slurping. You're a big old slurper. You're a big slurper. You know what they get from the local 7-Eleven? A slurpee? Yeah. That's you coming out of that.
Oh, I'm a slurper, all right.
It's a big old slurper over there.
But I don't know how else to do it.
I think it depends. Most people would only do it if it's really hot.
Coffee usually is hot.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes it's lukewarm.
But then how do you? But like, I almost need
because it like goes down your throat in a way that you don't need to like because it's almost like a sound of don't.
I didn't do a thing, Louisa.
I saw that face, Jack.
I don't remember making any kind of a face. There's no video evidence of a face, and we know that for sure. Well,
right? I could see the eye movement and the mouth movement do something that insinuated something else.
Oh, she's learnt the words. The kid's getting good. The kid's learning the big ones. Dropping words like insinuate and shit. She's leveling up, kids. Fuck. No, I truly don't. It's the same thing as, you know how I chew ice cream? Don't know how to eat ice cream without chewing?
Fucked.
My old man says, I don't know how the fuck you eat ice cream without chewing. I don't know how you sip hot drinks without slurping. You know, I don't know how you give. Sorry.
Like, what?
No, go.
It's like I get the slurping, but only if it's like actually hot. I think yours is more like a sound effect. It's so engraved in your body, ingrained in your body.
There we go.
Ingrained. Smart. It's so ingrained in your body that it's now just a sound effect for you.
I think I've been just like with girls, man. I've been burnt too many goddamn times. That's why I'm so cold-hearted, man. I try to keep my mouth as cold as my heart, bro. Because these girls just, they burn you, bro. Just like a hot coffee on a winter's morn. So I've got to protect myself.
Sees the guy who just got a wobbly knee.
Hey, man, long past of being burnt, bro. You know how it is, man. When you look like Sid the Sloth, turns out chicks love to get rid of you. It's just a fact of life, man.
Okay, red light, green light. Going into the plain bathroom with just socks on. Don't, you're pretending to be frozen.
Is that good?
Yeah, you got me, to be honest.
Okay, cool. That's fucking disgraceful. You're a pig.
Oh.
You're a pig.
But you're not wearing bare feet. You're wearing socks.
I don't think you wear bare feet, do you?
Well, you do, because it's a look. You're sporting bare feet, Jack.
I think you've just got bare feet. I don't know if you wear them.
No, because you're choosing to wear shoes and you're choosing to wear bare feet.
Yeah, the basis of having bare feet is means you're not wearing anything. So when you are naked, you're not wearing anything. You choose to wear a sock or wear a shoe. That's where the wearing comes in.
Or you're wearing your birthday suit, Jack. Yeah,
that's actually called a fuxedo. Thank you.
Pardon, Wikipedia?
It's actually called a fuxedo.
It's called a fuxedo, Louisa. Get the terminology right.
I'm so sorry. You're wearing your
fuxedo. Look,
fuxedo.
That's a fun expression to say, yeah, we were just out there last night all wearing our fuxedos. That's a bit of fun. In reality, you're not wearing a fuxedo. Are you? You're wearing
no,
nothing.
No, you're not, aren't you?
I think it's you going barefoot.
There you
barefoot.
Go. You just
you're
ruined going barefoot. Your own point.
You're going you barefoot.
You just ruined your own point. You said you're wearing nothing. Bam. Eat shit.
That's what I meant, but that's my point. You're not wearing anything. You're wearing nothing.
Yeah, so you're still wearing nothing, though. So you're still wearing bare feet.
I still think it'd be going barefoot
going
as
barefoot
opposed
rather
to
than
wearing
bare feet.
Well, she's half got me.
She's
half.
I'm kind of inclined to agree with her though. When you're wearing nut, but you're wearing bare. I'm on your side now. You're wearing, but it just sounds weird, doesn't it?
Nah.
Wearing bare feet. Are you going barefoot?
No, because imagine if you're going to the supermarket and I go, oh, is it all good if I wear bare feet?
No.
Yeah, sweet.
No. It doesn't sound good. Doesn't sound right.
Agree to disagree. Agree to disagree.
I kind of agree with you on the wearing, but you're wearing. And I've confused myself. So you're agreeing. Fuck me swinging.
In a roundabout way, yes, I'm agreeing. I think it's like you're wearing socks, so you're not necessarily
cool.
In bare feet.
Yeah, cool. So you're happy to mop up other people's piss with your socks and then walk those socks out to your seat and sit there cozy and comfy with other people's urine infesting the fibres of your fucking socks.
I don't know how you're pissing, Jack, but I sure as hell don't piss anywhere but in the bowl.
Oh, so is it just, which bath, where are you on the flight?
Economy?
Are you?
Sounds like she's got her own
toilet. It sounds like you might have your own bathroom, buddy. Because I don't know if you know this, Louisa, if you did fly economy, which you don't. There are many other people on the flight, Louisa. It's something you'll understand if you ever have to go cattle class. So I might piss within the realm of the bowl, but I guarantee you some fuckstick out there won't. And if I walk in socks, kid, I've got little pox. I've got piss socks now. And I'm walking back out with pox. Piss socks.
Jack, to clarify, I do fly economy. And I
what did you fly last when you last left Europe on the way back to Australia? What did you fly?
That that trip was different, Jack.
Okay, all right.
That one was not economy.
Okay.
Something in my throat. That one was business.
That's fair.
And every time I go economy, I've never once witnessed piss on the floor. Jack?
I have.
I think it's from you. You're a little grub, aren't you?
Do you know, I promise you I'm not. And do you know, I actually had a think about this the other day when I went into the airport bathroom. Went into the airport bathroom. It was left in such a fucking state. I am constantly wiping up other people's piss. Constantly. I have to get a whole bunch of toilet paper, wipe the seat, wipe the thing. I'm doing it so much. Now, this is how I know a society will never be equal, is because you're always going to have cunts like that. You're always going to have a piss eater, a seat pisser, who'll piss all over the seat and go, fuck it, not my problem, I'm out of here. Next man walks in, he's got to drop a deuce. Next thing you know, I'm wiping up Jane Doe 2's piss off a seat, and I go, this is why we've just got to be every man for himself.
Can I jump on that and say one of the bedwetters' red light, green lights was pissing off in the bowl someone else's shit stains in a public bathroom?
One of my favourite games to play.
That is disgusting.
It is truly, I almost feel privileged. I'm like, oh, the luck of me.
And it's actually quite, there's a bit of skill to it because you got to think about how much force to put on as a start.
Correct.
How much you're going to last for.
Correct.
Spread, how, you know, and you can run out.
Which angle am I hitting here?
Exactly.
What's going to crumb off? What's crumbing off first the most easily? Sometimes you get a stubborn
crumbing
bastard.
Crumbing off a stranger's shit.
Yeah, because it's like a personal battle within yourself. You're like, what's my stream going to be like today? Am I going to have some power behind this bad boy? You know what I mean? Oh, I've got some power. Okay, great start. I'm running out of steam. There's still a bit left. I need to knock this last bit off. Otherwise, I'm going to die. You know what I mean?
No, I don't have a penis and I've never
what?
Squirted off someone's shit from a public toilet, Jack. Oh, that word wasn't quite probably the word, was it?
Look, I'll be honest, harder for a woman to play this game, but just know many men enjoy this pastime. In fact,
maybe if she goes reverse Kanga, she might be able to do it.
If you go reverse Kanga, you could physically, you could, and if you've got some power behind it, you could play with us.
Thanks so much for including me, Jack and Willie, but I'll pass on that one.
Well, if there's any bedwetters out there that love to piss off other people's shit, let us know in the DMs. Oh, fuck.
That is disgusting.
My mate's calling me. How do you just end a fucking phone call? End and accept. You know what I mean? Why does it give you fucking 30 fucking options and not one of them is just end it? Oh, send a voicemail. Ah, the one in the middle. The button in the middle there was the one to do it. The main button in the middle that said send a voicemail. That's what you've got to press.
You're a good kid, kid.
I've never
you
even
got another
those
one
options.
For me?
I do. Red light, green light. Murder mysteries.
As in the movie genre?
Or book?
Biggest of green. I just watched Knives Out the other night. Phenomenal.
How good is it?
Probably one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Dude, I love them. I love them. I don't know why I don't. I fucking love murder mysteries, the whodunits. You know what I mean? Because I never know.
Have you seen Knives Out?
Yes.
So good. Like every twist, I didn't expect what happened at the end, but
that,
I was very annoying to watch it with because I kept going, oh, that's them. Oh, no, hang on, change. It's that one. Hang on, I'm reverting back. It's the original guy. No, it's her because she went through that fence.
It's annoying hearing what you would have been like. If I was in the room with you, I would have got some knives out and they probably would have ended up in your lower abdomen.
Yep, that's fair. TDD, keep going. Just wait, or like every answer you've got is wrong. Just shut up for a moment and watch.
Let me be extremely broad and generalize tremendously here. There is something about watching a movie with your missus that they think that you know the entire plot and will ask you, who's that guy? It's like, dude, I don't fucking know. I'm watching this for the first time with you. He's just entered the first thing. She's like, who's he? I'm like, I don't know. Well, what's he doing with them? I'm like, I don't fucking know, darling.
But, Jack, that's your job. It's your job to be ahead of the plot for us to help us watch it easier.
So smart. Yeah. No, that's fair. Mate, I've just started reading a book, actually. Yeah?
Well done.
You can start new things even in your 30s, guys.
He reads.
No, I don't. It's a picture book.
Right.
So I look at the pickies and that tells me the story. Couldn't get the adult word version. They said, wasn't quite there. I wasn't quite there yet. So it's a 44,000 page book because every word is a picture. No, it's called The Thursday Murder Club. You heard of this?
No.
Dude, it's about four pensioners that live in a nursing home that solve murders. It is fucking unreal.
How far through are you?
I got it on Monday and I'm about 3/4 of the way through.
That's good from you as a non-reader.
I've been reading it every night.
Well done. No, you're very clever, aren't you?
Yep. And I even read a book too, Lou.
Oh, no, you're very clever, Jack. Who's a clever boy?
Me.
Yes. You're very clever, aren't you?
Yeah.
And what else do you want to say to everyone? Tell the class.
Good at reading.
And what else did you do with the book?
Fucked it. Couldn't help myself. Couldn't help myself. We were going somewhere talking about highbrow stuff, murder mystery novels.
No, Jack, you've ruined it.
I had to lower us back down.
Can I say something? I've just got this weird feeling that maybe 20, 30 episodes ago, I said I hated murder mysteries.
Fucking hell.
I feel like this is hypocritical. I feel like I said it wasn't for me.
Well, that's what we do, kid.
Times have changed, kid, and I'm a murder mystery girl now.
You're an MMG. Hit me with another one.
Okay. Red light, green light. Eating uncooked pasta.
Done it, but it's a red.
Green.
Like just fucking cold hard.
Yeah, if you want a little like hard snack. I don't know, you might see it in the pantry and go, oh, a couple pennies. Oh, perhaps a piece of spaghetti, a nice hard piece of spaghetti. Oh, look, there's some, no, ravioli wouldn't work. Another shape of pasta. I don't know, just a hard snack.
Yeah, you love a hard snack.
Don't.
Yeah, your favourite. No, you don't need any rope thumbing. I would think that you are probably very, very close to the likes of Jeffrey Dahmer, Ivan Milat. Who was that guy that dressed up as a clown, killed kids?
It.
John Wayne Gacy?
John Wayne Gacy. Oh. You're of a similar ilk. Dry pasta is so bland. Oh, I guess it matches your personality and fashion choices. No, actually, that suits you. That absolutely suits you. Yeah, you're a dry pasta girl. There's one thing your personality isn't, it's bland.
Oh, no, Jack, don't it's say overbearing. Nice things. Oh, yeah, okay. You got to bring it back down a level. Perfect.
No, I'm kidding. You're great. When you're asleep. No, seriously, you're my best mate.
On opposite day.
Beat me to the punch, sister.
She's a good kid.
Ah, you're a hell of a kid. No, I would say, Senorita, that if you're eating dry pasta, you got to have a good fucking hard look in the mirror.
But it's not like I'm going out of my way to be like, ooh, let's make a goodie plate. Ooh, I'm at Jill's house. Let's have a goodie plate, a fancy goodie plate. Hey, let's chuck some dry pasta. It's more just like I might see it in the pantry and go, oh, I'll have a couple pennies. Or I might be cooking pasta and go, what's a couple nibs on my own? Nibble, nibble, nibble.
Penne, yeah. Penne sounds like a wine, doesn't it?
Yeah, just a glass of penne, please.
Does that not sound like a wine?
And I'll have a tequila soda, and just my friend Jack will have a ravioli on the rocks, please.
I think it's more because of Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir.
Yes.
Pinot.
Similar.
Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir. Pinot. So like pin on a noir.
Yes, or it's. I mean, if you said it how it's spelled, it would be Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir. Noir.
Well, which is it?
Pinot Noir.
What's Pinot Noir?
Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir.
Imagine if you turkey slapped someone called Noir, you could say, yeah, I had my Pinot Noir. I'm happy with it, kid. Like Will, for example, Willipedia, if your name was Noir, I would have had my Pinot Noir like 20 minutes ago. How long have we been going?
Oh, like right before the podcast.
That's what he was doing.
Yeah. I said, I was going like this. Now, you're a good little producer, aren't you?
Stop it.
Now, who's a good little producer, aren't you? On the forehead. And he's going, me.
I am.
No.
It was really fun. Reminiscent of Big Brother Uncut in like 2004.
No, you're being very naughty. You're being very naughty, aren't you?
All right. Hey, now listen.
Give me one.
I've got some out there terms I'd love for you to decipher.
Please hit me with them.
Now, these aren't farm terms. Okay. These aren't Aussie terms.
Okay.
These are just terms that I've come across through life. General terms. We'll call them, mate.
In the realm of terms.
Shut the fuck up.
Whoa, Jack Edward Archdale. Please. Now,
it tickles Willipedia Pink. He's pissed himself.
Profusely apologise to me in the words of Aristotle, please.
I can't speak Greek, ancient Greek. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, Louisa.
That'll do.
Louisa Dowden. Louisa Claire Dowden.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think a witch's kiss is?
A witch's kiss.
A witch's kiss. A witch. Oh.
A witch's kiss.
Louisa Dowden, what do you think a witch's kiss is?
A witch's kiss is when that, like, nasty evil aunt comes over and she, like, kisses the three kids on the head. Like, you know, she's like the evil aunt who's been away, like, overseas, and she comes in her little, like, witchy boots and she kisses your forehead.
Yes.
And you don't want, you're like, ugh, witch's kiss.
Yeah, yep. No, it's when your cock touches the toilet bowl when you sit down to take a shit. It's a witch's kiss. It's so cold on you. It's called a witch's kiss because it's quite cold and you go, oh, it's like cold and it's not pleasant. So it's called a witch's kiss.
Is that for real?
100%. One of my Bazza in the group chat last night, he goes to my mate, he goes, mate, by the way, my mate's packing heat. He goes, mate, what percentage of the time do you reckon would your cock hit the porcelain when you're going to pump a deuce? He goes, mate, 85% of the time. And he's like, holy shit, so you get a witch's kiss, like 85. And I was like, I have not heard witch's kiss for so long. Shout out to Bazza. A witch's kiss.
Witch's kiss.
Yeah.
So it's just a little like, ooh.
You go, oh. You go, oh, shiver me, Tim, a little witch's kiss.
Yeah. So I was very wrong.
Happens to me like every time or something.
Yeah. Because you've got a massive, massive piece.
And that's why I had to say to the builders in the new place that I don't have. So can we just make these porcelains deep, man? I'm sick of witch's kisses. He goes, I totally get it, man. Same boat. We just knuckled as two big men. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's crazy stuff. it was nut stuff. So no more witch's kisses for daddy. I'm going to have to clarify something. I'm daddy, yes. By the way.
Thank you so much for that.
What do you think, Louisa Claire Dowden, a moon landing is?
When you branch out instead of going to your local pub or restaurant and you're like, fuck it, we're going for a moon landing. Because it's like you've never been before. Something new. It's trying something out, something diff.
I actually love that.
Yeah. Let's go for a moon landing. Let's go for a moon landing tonight, lads.
I kind of wish it was called that. I kind of wish that was a thing.
We could change it. We could make it that.
Well, a moon landing actually is. Say, let me paint a picture for you.
Okay. Paint it.
I've gone in the change rooms after a big session. I'm a sweaty boy. I've just been hanging off the bag for 45 minutes to an hour. Now I'm sweaty.
Sweaty hog.
Sorry?
I didn't say anything.
Sweaty hog? Okay. Wow. Inappropriate. God. Disrepute. Bringing the podcast into disrepute. So I've just finished a sweaty session. I go into the change rooms. It's time for me to have a shower, pal. I'm having a shower. All right? Someone has done something very similar to me. The change room's pretty bustling. It's busy in there. I've gone at rush hour. All right? I'm shirts off. My pants are off. Shoes and socks off. I'm taking my undies off. Bending over, taking my undies off. At the same exact time, the man next to me is bending over and taking his undies off. Our asses touch. That is called a moon landing. That's a healthy male change room moon landing. Yeah.
Would you look around to see, I'm pulling my pants down. Is there anyone else in here? Is anyone else close enough to me to avoid the moon landing?
Hey, kid, haven't you always wanted to land on the moon? Some of these moon landings are intentional. All right. Sometimes you'll time a landing. Hey, Houston, we don't got a problem. Okay.
The way you painted the picture means I envisioned everything. Like I saw your ass.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Like if that's what I wanted.
It was a vivid picture, kid. You did a good job on the painting.
I should have painted the image of the other individual, but alas, didn't. So that's fine.
When was your last moon landing?
What, 10 minutes before we started recording?
Yeah, give or take.
Give or take 10 minutes. Willipedia and I.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. You guys often do that when I'm not there?
Well, it's a comfort thing. When we're sending texts and stuff, it just calms us down. We can send them without being irrational.
And when I haven't grooved, he calls me Fuzz Aldrin.
Fuzz Aldrin is a really good song. Sometimes we'll even we'll kneel down because our arms are strong. We'll kneel like Armstrong and we'll moon land. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, kids.
Two moons don't make a right. Well, in this case, they do. I'm happy with that. The end part, that added to it. Two moons don't make a right, but in this case they do. I would say that's good. That's good stuff, kid. On to the next term.
I guess we'll get on to that. We'll go to the next
just
one.
Just carry on.
What do you think Irish handcuffs are?
You're at the pub and you're stuck with the rowdy, loud, drunken Irishman, and they've locked you into a combo and you're in their handcuffs, and now you can't see anything without a little Irishman saying, I want a Guinness.
Don't do that, buddy. Don't do that one. Wasn't wrong. Good, was it? Really bad. Really bad accent. Look, you started well when you said you're at the pub.
Mm-hmm.
Irish handcuffs is just an Irishman that's double parked. Because we know that the Irish love a drink. They love a drink. So they are beholden to the drink, some would say, as a nation.
Well, technically it's half right then, because there's a group of Irishmen, they'd be drinking a lot, so they'd all be double parked. So I'd give me a quarter point for that.
I'd give you a quarter point, because you said they're in the pub, it's drinking related. But it's the fact that I love the term Irish handcuffs, because it means that you are beholden to those drinks so much. You love the grog so much. If someone said, this man needs CPR, you said, I cannot perform CPR on this man. I'm wearing a fresh set of Irish handcuffs.
Your Guinnesses are so important that you can't help someone survive.
Fuck, how good's Guinness? Holy shit. This is one of my favourites. Willie B, I think this will tickle your pink. Excuse the pun, that you'll realise in a second. What do you think a clam jam is?
Well, it's got to be a vagina because you just said tickle your pink.
Jesus.
Well.
Louisa.
Well, Jack, you just insinuated that.
Could be anything. Could be about a pig.
Okay. Okay, it's about Babe Pig in the City. It's a nickname for Babe Pig in the City.
Clam jam is a term gifted to women. The same term that is gifted to men would be cock block. It's when a woman gets clam jammed. She wants to bit of this guy. Her mate clam jams her. Isn't that great?
That's a good one because everyone always says in terms of like female males, like, oh, I got cock blocked. But now you can say you got clam jammed.
Got clam jammed. She's like, I was on with this bloke. I was on this bloke. And then his mate came over. He's like, Barry, we got to go. We've got to go fucking to the strippers. And it's like, dude, I just got this guy just clam jammed me.
Is the clam in reference to the.
What, Louisa?
The nether regions of a female.
Oh, for Christ. I just can't. I don't know how long I can do this.
Well, Jack, you've got to ask questions to learn.
Look, the long and short of it, yes. But we don't. Yes,
okay, well.
So obvious. I just.
Well, we've got to learn. The bedwetters need to learn.
Now, this is probably the worst one of the bunch. This we might have to cut.
Oh, I don't want to hear it.
What do you think a barber's pole is? What do you think barber's pole is?
Someone who cuts people's hair with no pants on?
Louisa, it's a parasitic roundworm in sheep. It can really affect sheep. You're a fucking disgrace. I mean, I'm trying to have a civil conversation about something that truly affects the life of livestock, and here you are talking about pantless barbers, presumably fully erect. That's what she was insinuating. And I'm just trying to talk about parasitic roundworms in sheep. You got some nerve, Dalton.
I've got to reflect on my words.
You got some nerve, kid. You know.
I'm so sorry. Well, tell us more about the parasite.
Well, it's bad for sure. You got to drench it out of them, and you're here talking about fully erect adult male barbers cutting someone's hair with no pants on, and
You've put words in my mouth.
Well, the barber will put more in your mouth, and that's what you insinuated. No, and Jack, I'm sick of it. No. I need to bring this podcast up. We need to talk about real shit, real topics. And you're here dragging us down, Dalton, and I'm sick to fucking death of it.
You're being very naughty.
I am being naughty. That whole thing was almost just a setup for that barber.
You're a sick fuck, Dalton.
Oh, you're clam jamming this podcast like there's no tomorrow.
You're a cheeky fuck.
Anyway, I'm going to go and take a poo. I need a quick witch's kiss. I'll be back in a sec.
Oh, yuck.
Just a fun joke. I'm not going anywhere. That's just a fun joke.
Okay, I was about to say, get back here, would you? Okay. Do we want to do the hotline?
Let's do the hotline.
Hello, cunt. I'm just going to start by saying you're coming through my AirPods, so please don't fuck me up, Louisa. But they're brand new, so it's a shit quality fucking suit of work. I don't know. Anyway, I just want to touch on the fact that Jarchi had a fucking whole ass chest infection and still sounds exactly the fucking same. Mate, sort that shit out, brother. That's not normal. Anyway, love is. Piss on or piss off.
Oh, that is a tremendous. I know.
It's actually very true. Like, you literally sound like you coughing sounds the same as you cough every episode.
Dude, I felt way worse. That is true, though. People quite often say to me, like, when I'm fucking at airports and shit, they'll be like, fuck, mate, big night. I'm like, yeah, but not because of what you're thinking. That's just it.
We went to that fancy meeting the other day, and the guy was like, so does your voice get sore or, like, because your voice is so deep?
Yeah, he was just like fucking, he's like, what the fuck is going on? He's like,
yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, he thought it. He was like, did you fucking, and I'm like, nah, brother. I'm like, I'm not, I am sick, but I'm not, but this is not a byproduct of that.
It doesn't change it too much. When I'm sick, mine goes a lot deeper. Like, I've smoked 40 Winnie Blues in a day.
Correct-a-mundi. Mm-hmm. Correct-a-mundi. I'm a hundi. But I can do that, so.
Go
G'day, knob shiners. How are we? Straight off the bat, well, I think we need a Willy reveal. And I'm not talking about you, Judge. Please. Keep it in your phone, mate.
Oh, fuck.
And, Louise, I am on speakerphone. Another thing, I do have a red light, green light for you. Stupid fuck. When the fucking mothers blow into their child's fucking mouth and snot comes out of their nose.
Oh!
Or suck the snot up. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's fucking disgusting. Would you do it?
I've seen, bruh, I saw a video of that the other day. This bird fucking blows into a kid's mouth. Or was it mouth, nose, or otherwise? And it just went, like, so much shit came out, bro.
I've also heard of mothers sucking it out of the nose.
Come the fuck on.
Oh, Willie.
No, but that's true.
My cousin did it to her son, and I saw it when I was younger, and I was like, that's disgusting.
Get the fuck on with that shit. Miss me with that shit.
Is that like a trick to get rid of the snot and the baby?
Congested. Yeah. It fucking works. Like, they blew into this fucking kid's mouth. And so I cannot tell you, it was the most snot I've seen come out of any. I don't know how that kid, it must have felt so good afterwards, but.
I've got a blocked nose. Anyone care to come suck on my nose?
You know what I've got blocked? You know what's blocked in mine that needs some sucking? My nose as well. I'm notoriously clogged up.
Yeah, so if anyone, nose.
Yeah, correct. Right. Now that's some crook shit. I get the blowing in the mouth or whatever, I suppose, but the sucking the snot out of the nose and spitting it, you can get fucked.
Red.
You bedwetting cunts. You know what? I used to love the oar, but Willie, you're the man. You actually listen to fucking Hotline. So you're, get fucked, mate. But really what I'm here for is, Lou, again, you're a fucking heap of shit. I'm so sorry. But you treat this podcast like it's a high school class. Meant to go for an hour. Probably should go for a lot longer than that. But no, 10 minutes in. When are we finishing? Oh, I need to get out of here. Pick up your game, Lou. We're paying your bills. Over
an hour.
That's a valid point.
Love that podcast. Hey, I love that fucking hotline.
The time that we have to leave is majority of the time when you and I have meetings, champion. Joint ones, because we're busy.
Yeah, not that busy.
You can't back check that, can you?
We're not that busy.
You're naughty little. You're naughty little senior editor. But I agree. Well done, Willie, for listening to the hotline.
Correct.
Yeah.
You're dead right.
A bit of self-elating, but somebody's going to do it.
You're
a very clever senorita.
Yeah, I love that. Love that. You're a very clever senorita. And chop.
How the fuck does multiplying something by 0.7 make it bigger?
That's. I still don't know.
The best part, Judge, is that. You kind of went along with me and tried to do something else.
I don't know.
You're like, hang on, if I met, like, you tried to like name something else in size.
That tickled me pink. Fuck, we're dumb. I love that it's just to the point.
Stop, guys. Quick question. When are we going to ask the hard-hitting question, the most important question, if you will? Is 10 Day Day to bed well?
God,
because
great.
He's dating Stinky Lou.
True.
So fucking surely, at some point, he has pissed the bed.
True.
Also, I fully agree. Why the fuck do you two look like siblings?
Everyone keeps saying that we look like siblings or that he looks like you, Judge, which is terrifying.
Sorry, 10-day date.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
They've fucked that.
On either account.
They've fucked that.
Should I text him? He's obviously working hard on the tools, but should I text him saying, urgent, have you ever wet the bed?
Yeah, let's see. That's a great question.
He's just replied.
That is a great fucking question because I don't know if he has. It'd be great because a little bed wetter and Stinky Lou, it's a match made in heaven.
Okay, I've sent it. Right. Give me the next one and hopefully he replies.
Let's see what he's got. Let's see if he's been doing some pissing of the bed.
I think my eardrums just exploded from that voicemail coming through my car speaker. Thanks, guys.
Sorry.
I have got a question for you, mostly dedicated towards Josh. So I am a high school teacher, and I deal with the best age you could possibly imagine, 15-year-olds every day. I need some roast for them. So I need some one-liners, some like, if brains were electricity, you'd be a fucking blackout type thing.
Yep.
So if you have any suggestions, I would really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
I mean, look, you could always call him an ankle, 2 foot lower than a cunt.
Josh!
Well, you could. I mean, you could bring out the ankle. Like, if a little 15-year-old's giving you grief, you're like, shut the fuck up, your ankle. Oh, what's an ankle, miss? Oh, you're 2 foot lower than a cunt.
You can't be saying that at high school, Jack.
You can't. As a teacher?
Shit. Never mind.
High school's changed. Okay. Well, what could we use here? What could be some good little zingers? No wonder your dad left. Something like that.
No.
To specific kids. No, okay.
Hey, quiet over there, you nincompoop.
All right.
Flawless.
Flawless, yeah. If you want to use the nincompoop one, I think Lou's happy. Are you happy to let that go?
The nincompoop? Nincompoop?
Yeah. It's not too late for me to cut that.
Yeah, you want that cut, buddy?
Nincompoop?
You want to cut that? What are some little one-liners?
TDD's replied.
Hit me with it.
He said, yes, numerous occasions. He's a bedwetter.
TDD's a bedwetter. He's a bedwetter, boys.
Welcome to the club.
Kids wet some beds.
Yeah, he's wet them.
So you got a big old pisser in TDD and a big old stinker in LDD. They're a stinky, pissy couple. It's a match made in a pit of shit and piss. And that's what we love. If they ever had a sitcom, it'd be like, I pissed the bed, I shit the sheets, I I stink like meat. It's stinky Lou and old pissy TDD. I smell like shit. I smell like piss. When we kiss, it's something. I should have said that line afterwards.
Yeah. We're not having another Stinky Lou song 2.0. That's the second on the album.
Stinky Lou, she stinks up all the land.
No, Jack, no.
You'll understand. No. Don't worry, cause here comes Stinky Lou.
Hey, no, not.
Hey, stop. Hey, don't worry, cause here comes good old Stinky Lou.
Stop it. Stop it.
Track. Now, do you want to do one that just came in?
Well, yep, we always do. Love those.
We're going to see more.
So 11:54.
Okie dokie, smoky turkey.
It is a long one, though. Does that matter?
Oh, fucking swing it, mate.
G'day, Shaggers. I've got a little red light, green light for you.
Mm.
So just say, like, you've broken up with your ex. You guys were still hooking up. Yes, I know, toxic. But anyway, you just spent the night together. You'd had sex that night. You'd had sex the next morning. He goes home. You kind of don't hear from him all day. You flick him a little message and you're like, hey, I feel like we need to talk. I'm going to bring around some drinks. He doesn't reply. So you just grab the drinks anyway. You head on over. You go to knock on the front door and he comes running out just in his underwear. And I'm like, oh, hey, want to have a drink and have a chat? And he's like, oh, you can't come inside. And I'm like, why can't I come in? And he's like, you just can't. I'm like, oh, is there someone else there? Turns out there's someone else there. So you bang on the front door. She comes to the door. He's like, what are you trying to do? And he's like, closing the door. And I'm like, what? So you're not going to tell her that you slept with me last night and this morning? And yeah, so anyway, you start running back down the stairs and you accidentally peg your six pack of ciders at the ground. Like, accident. Anyway, let me know, red or green. Love you, Shaggers. Bye.
Green.
I felt like I was in one of those TikToks. You know those ones where it's like, put a finger down if this ever happened to you, and then at the end they put their finger down because it happened to them.
He's putting a few fingers up.
Oh, well, Jack. Oh, I feel terrible for her. That grey blurred line area is where things get very messy. You got to do clean cut, sayonara.
It's got to be like a fresh circumcision, clean cut. It's got, okay, look.
It's red for me. You can't sleep with her the
what
night
is red? Oh, so we're talking about him or her reaction.
I'm saying him sleeping with her the night before and then in the morning and then sleeping with someone else that day. It just gets, it's blurred lines everywhere. You clean cut and it's nothing of that.
Who are we bloody calling? Robin Thicke and T.I. and bloody Pharrell.
No.
Well, she called us shaggers, to be fair. She sounds more like the shagger. Ain't been doing some shagging, just quietly.
She had been.
Red from him, green from her. Love a bit of
agree.
A bit of a tanty smash to the fucking ciders as well, just for shits and gigs. Cleaning that up on the front lawn, not great. Good stuff, Bedwetter. That'll probably do us, I suppose.
That'll do us. It's been a lot of talking. A lot of talking.
It is an audio medium.
That's a solid hour 15, I'd say.
Kids eat for free.
Kids are eating. Almost as good as that 33-minute ep.
That's like our Voldemort, he who shall not be named. Fucking rightio. Love you, bedwetters. Keep pissing out
love
there,
you
would
guys.
You? You good little senoritas. And chop. And Lulu, I'll be seeing you when I'm looking at it. When the fuck are you back up here?
On Sunday.
More like fun day. Don't be too hungover, please, for the race is Saturday. And take plenty of content of the boys in their high shoes and their fucking fedoras, would you?
I will, and lots of content in the swags and the hungy and the and Xander and Bazza for me, please, and lots of whiskey. Yep. Very clever, aren't you?
Yep, very clever.
Okay.
Bye, senorita.
Bye, senorita.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.